Hard melt him in moder, hat mir skilde kaupa, fleog fagrar ora, fara brot med vikingo.
Hello everyone and welcome back to another episode. This is, as always, your host, Pagan Mom, the modern Vala. And a warm welcome to the fam, to all of you new followers and subscribers too. I'm so happy to have you all here. This is the second episode out of 5 in my mini-series about crystals. And last time I talked about garnet, which is a lovely crystal. But this time around, I'm gonna talk about another one of my faves, which is pink tourmaline. And the format of this episode is going to be just like the previous episode. I'm going to read from books first, and then I'm going to give you guys my thoughts and experiences after that. So I'm going to read from the Book of Stones by Robert Simmons first off, and there's no mention of pink tourmaline, unfortunately, in the other books that I've got here, but there is, however, other people that has their sections in his book too. So I'm going to also read Naisha Ashan's section of pink tourmaline as well. After all that, I'll share my thoughts and experiences. And I also want to add that I never read about crystals first. I always experience them before I do that, because I don't want to taint my own experience and feelings with pre-existing conceptions of how a crystal should feel and such according to different books. And if you want to know more of my learning process, I talk about that in the previous episode about garnet. So if you want to know how I do it, then go listen to that one, is my recommendation. I do recommend you guys to not read up on the crystals in books or whatnot before you feel the energies of them yourself, since it is very important that you don't have certain expectations of what the crystals should be feeling like according to some author in some book. But this is just my opinion of how it should be done, but that doesn't mean that you have to do it. Everybody has their own learning process and you decide what's best for you. But in my opinion, if you're going in with a certain expectation of a certain crystal, that mindset can in turn taint your true experiences with the energies that you're feeling from the crystal, making you confused and questioning if it's really the crystal giving off those energies to you or if it's your own imagination and expectations of it, for example. And especially for us skeptics, it can really be a good idea to not read up on the crystals beforehand. But remember, ultimately, it doesn't really matter what books say or what other people say, because it's your experiences that counts for you. Don't ever forget that. Then it can be confirming and fun to compare your experiences with others sometimes, but that's a different matter. And also I want to say that crystals doesn't do the work for us, but they do work with us as a tool in our spiritual practices. Quick thing I want to mention too is that crystals should not be used as a cure to treat medical illnesses or mental disorders. Always go to a professional for those kind of things. Promise me that. But enough of pre-babbling, let's get into it now, shall we? And oh, another thing I want to mention before we dive in is that I have changed my mind regarding the Swedish word of the week in this miniseries. In my previous episode, I said that I wouldn't include that in the miniseries. But I got a message on Discord from a member of one of the channels where I'm hanging around in sometimes, and the message was from Suburbia Witch, suggesting that I do the name of the crystals as the word of the week. I thought that was an excellent idea, and I know that many of you like the Swedish word of the week and miss it, so I changed my mind. So thank you so much, Suburbia Witch, for that suggestion. And since I didn't do one the last week, this week you'll get both the name for garnet, which I talked about the last time, and the name for pink tourmaline too, which is this week's crystal, as you know. Now let's get on with it. So, Simmons starts off with some keywords about pink tourmaline, which are love, emotional healing, element water, and the heart chakra. So, those were the keywords, and then he continues, and he says, the color pink is associated with love and matters of the heart, and pink tourmaline is the quintessential heart chakra stone. It is representative of the feminine or yin energies. It is unsurpassed as a gemstone to aid in healing old emotional wounds, particularly those of childhood. It emanates a soft, soothing energy that engenders feelings of comfort, safety, and nurturance. In meditation, one should hold or place pink tourmaline upon the heart chakra, visualizing a pink light radiating from the stone, and ultimately encompassing the body in a pink cloud or bubble. This will infuse the entire emotional body with love and restore a sense of wholeness. Pink tourmalines can be used to repair holes in your auric field created by negative attachments or past abuse. Wearing or carrying pink tourmaline throughout the day can assist in releasing stress, worries, depression, and anxiety. They can help the emotionally numb recover their passion and zest for life. They can strengthen the link to the highest divine energies. They can help timid find courage, particularly in matters of love. They can increase the traits of gentleness in most individuals. Wearing pink tourmaline turns one into a beacon of its loving and healing energies, making it more difficult for others to eject negativity in one's direction, and also influencing them towards you to be kinder and show greater tolerance. Works synergistically with rose quartz, morganite, kunzite, rhodonite, rhodochrosite, malachite, and pink calcite for healing the hearts and restoring love. Now, let's see what Naisha Ashan says in her section. Pink tourmaline supports emotional healing and the activation of the heart chakra. It stimulates feelings of joy, happiness, and relaxation. Due to its high lithium content, it is a powerful calming stone that can relieve the emotions and the physical body. It's a partner to black tourmaline and relieving stress and diffusing worry or obsessive behavior. In meditation, it can aid in clearing and purifying the emotional body. It helps identify emotional patterns no longer aligned with one's spiritual growth and can assist in changing these patterns to reflect higher approaches to relationships and communication. Excellent stone for children, particularly the spiritually sensitive indigos, because it provides a calming, centering energy that can assist them in considering consequence and karma before taking action. It's a powerful emotional balancer and cleanser. It's one of the strongest stones for alleviating stress and the emotional imbalances that stems from such a state. It's a powerful stone for children. It helps to calm and soothe the heart, assisting in recovery from heart attack. It's useful for balancing brain biochemistry to help promote a balanced mental state. All right, so that was all that I was going to read, and it's all very interesting stuff that both Simmons and Ashan mentions. I do feel that Ashan has more of a physical, scientifical approach, since she mentions the lithium and the biochemistry of the brain, for example, whereas Simmons is slightly more concentrated on the metaphysical, perhaps. My own personal feelings and experiences with pink tourmaline is that it's a very powerful and strong healing crystal. It's very helpful in healing matters of the heart, but it's also not fluffy in doing so, or how to explain it. It really is deep healing, I'd say. And it's also very emotionally balancing and nurturing whilst doing so. But I wouldn't say it's directly calming. There's other crystals that are much more so in my experience. It is rather nurturing and comforting, but yet very powerful, very strong healing energies. Some crystals are like gently healing and very soft in doing so, but pink tourmaline isn't soft in that sense, really. It's very strong. It's more intense and deep, powerful healing. I do agree with Simmons and Ashan when it comes to the cleansing properties of it. It is very powerful in doing so, whilst it's also very healing at the same time. Simmons also mentions that it's good for healing old wounds from childhood, and I agree very much with that actually, because things from childhood really sits deeply in the heart and the mind, and pink tourmaline really has this energetical ability to help us heal both heart and mind at the same time. It's a really special crystal in that sense, in my opinion. And Simmons also mentions that it's good for past abuse. And abuse can happen any time in life in so many different ways and forms. And these things, of course, also sit deeply in our heart, soul, and mind. And in my own experience, this crystal is such a great tool to work with for dealing with these kind of things, since it is very nurturing, balancing of the mind, comforting, and strongly and deeply healing all at the same time. So Simmons' opinions really support my own experiences with it. And both Simmons and Ashan mentions that it is indeed very good for mental balance as well as emotional matters, so that would as well support my own feelings of the energetical properties of this crystal. However, Ashan talks about that it's a good crystal for children, and from what I understand, she means kids in general. And I will have to slightly disagree with that. because most children generally wouldn't need such a strong and deep healing crystal like this is. So I wouldn't follow her advice on that though myself. However, there's exceptions, of course. Kids with certain kinds of trauma could benefit greatly from this crystal's energies, I believe. Also teenagers with depression, for example. And here's why I believe so. Kids that have experienced or is experiencing such things might be needing something very strong and intense energetically, as well as something extremely nurturing and comforting, in order to break through that emotional numbness and those walls that sometimes can occur if someone's been through trauma or is depressed, for example, in order to heal on a deep level. And pink tourmaline is like a healing warrior mama. It fights its way to the heart, soul, and mind in order to deeply heal in a strong yet nurturing and comforting way. And of course, all that I mentioned about the kids, this all applies to us grown-ups as well if we have these kind of issues to deal with in life. It's such a powerful healer in so many levels. And it really breaks the stone coldness in our hearts and reminds us that just because we have been through some tough shit, we don't need to be stone cold the rest of our lives towards ourselves and each other. It helps us to overcome that and to rise above it. And it helps us to come out stronger than ever before. So to summarize a little, in my experience, pink tourmaline is deeply healing, grounding, stabilizing and nurturing, not only to the heart, but also to the mind. It's a great crystal to use as a tool for healing trauma, old wounds and past abuse. I describe pink tourmaline in short as a healing warrior mama. Deities that I associate this crystal with is Freya, Eir and the Egyptian goddess Isis. The elements are water and earth, and I feel it's got feminine energy. And now it is time to wrap this episode up, guys. And you know what comes now? It's time for the Swedish word of the week. And this week it's two words, as I said in the intro. Or actually, it's a total of three, by the way. So here we go. So the crystal from last week was garnet, and garnet in Swedish is granat, which actually is the same word for grenade translated to English, and it's spelled G-R-A-N-A-T, granat. And this week's crystal, pink tourmaline, is in Swedish rosa turmalin. The word turmalin comes from the Sinhalese word turmali, which means mixed. There are so many types and colors of tourmaline, so that's why it got that name. But pink is rosa and tourmaline is turmaline. And let's begin with spelling rosa. It's R-O-S-A, rosa. And tourmaline is turmaline. And it's spelled T-U-R-M-A-L-I-N, tourmaline. And that is all from me this week, peeps, and I hope you liked this episode, and if you did, do consider to subscribe and follow so that you won't miss any future episodes. And I do have an Instagram as well, so if you want to know what I'm up to, do follow me there too if you want to. That would make me very happy. So lots of love to all of you. Ha det gott.
Thud melt him in molded, hot mere skilled.